Travis Canty. Canty gets it to Sittler. Sittler gets inside, has that knocked away. Bulldogs come out of there with it. They give to James Mace. Mace almost had that stolen by Gartrell. Bulldogs come out of there with it somehow. Hanging jump shot goes up in the air. No good. And that's going to be Josh Fairhurst coming down with the defensive board. Tries to go to Gartrell. That's going to be tipped away there by A.J. Engel. And tell you, the Bulldogs run them through. You got Gabe Price coming back in for the Bulldogs as well. All about the same height, and they all have the same haircut too. Might be some wisdom in that. Fairhurst looking for a man, hits Carl. Gets it to Canty. Canty, Gartrell open inside, puts that one up. Misses as Harris came over to contest. And that's gonna be Ekrit bringing it up the floor. Pull up jump shot, no good. Oh, board inside though, and that's gonna be a hold on Carl Larson. And that's going to be number 50, Chaz Butterfield, with the rebound there as well. James Mace putting that in. And coming in the game now for the Mustangs, J.D. Fawcett, wearing number 23. Bulldogs inbounds underneath their own basket, 9-4 this score. And swinging it around the horn. Bulldogs go inside, this time to Harris. Harris loses the handle, though, stolen by Fairhurst. Swinging around the horn there. Carl Larson has it, top of the key. Gives to Fairhurst. Sittler tries to drive baseline, and on that jump stop, just extended that foot a little bit too far out of bounds, so that'll be a turnover on the Mustangs. 9-4 the score here. Mustangs leading, 2:12 to go here. And that's going to be Sittler picking up Ekrit. Good battle between those two guards. Ekrit catches, drives, cut off by Larson. And they kind of switch back on that. Bulldogs kind of doing that dribble weave. Taking that high screen, double team coming there. And got him to hop on one foot there, and they force a turnover. Good job just kind of blitzing that ball screen there. I like that move defensively, and man, hard to do it much better than that. Good job switching off the big and blitzing that. 9-4 the score now. Sittler catches and brings it across the midline. Swings it out to Travis Canty. Canty to Fairhurst, right wing, looking for a cutter now. Has Sittler top of the key. He reverses it to the left baseline. And now that's going to be J.D. Fawcett driving it up and in. Powers that one up for the Mustangs. 11-4 the score now. And that's going to be a foul there on number 33, Travis Canty. Reaching a little bit, and he's Ben Fawcett set to come back in along with Coulter Canty. They're going to replace Travis Canty and Ben Sittler. Bulldogs set to inbounds right in front of the Sanford bench. Kind of interesting, Josh Fairhurst hedging towards the backcourt.
That was his first personal
on the inbounds pass, though. They get it to Eastwood. Eastwood kicks it back out. Back over to Mays. Mays drives, puts up the running one-hander. No good. Eastwood with the tip in, no good, and that's going to be brought out of there by number 22, Coulter Canty. Canty works it around the horn, gets it back. Fairhurst goes inside to Larson. Larson looking to step through, kicks it out to Fawcett. Fawcett, long three, no good. And nice long rebound there, brought down by the Bulldogs. Get it up front, layup, no good, though. And that's going to go out of bounds and back to the Bulldogs. Number four, James Mace, had a good, really good look at it, just unable to convert. Sanford has a knack for getting you moving a little bit faster than you want to, though. Bulldogs inbounds, they get it to Eastwood. Eastwood catches, swings it back over to Mays. Mays on that left elbow, drops it down to the baseline to Willoughby. Willoughby back out to Mays. Mays skip pass, right baseline, quick drive, and drops it down inside there. That was Mohawk with the assist and the drive there. Gets it to Willoughby for the bucket there. 6-11 the score, 20 seconds to go there. And J.D. Fossett gets it to the top of the key, gives to Larson. Larson, big jump step, gathers, puts it up and in by Cole Larson. His first bucket, has two assists to go with that, though, too. 13-6 the score here, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. And looking to put up that shot, well contested. And that'll do it for the first quarter. Sanford Mustangs lead it by the score of 13-6. We'll be back with the second quarter. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
High School Athletics, KSPK.
Take advantage of the savings going on right now at Town & Country Chevrolet, the new vehicle outlet mall of Colorado. Town & Country makes purchasing a new Chevy or GMC as simple as possible. You pay what we paid when we purchased the vehicles and receive all the incentives and factory rebates. Pricing is clearly marked on tags on each vehicle for your shopping experience. Shopping at Town & Country, the new vehicle outlet mall of Colorado, has never been easier. Hassle and haggle free. You pay what we paid, not a penny more. And the pricing is clearly marked on each vehicle for your shopping convenience. Come see for yourself. Town & Country Chevrolet is truly your one-stop dealership for all your automotive needs. Get the vehicle you want at the price you want to pay. So, what are you waiting for? Together, let's drive to Town & Country Chevrolet of Alamosa. Or shop online at townandcountryalamosa.com. Thank you. All offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $490 dealer handling fee. See dealer for details.
KSPK FM.
And welcome back. 13-6 score. Getting ready to start the second period. Stanford takes the ball in alternating possession. They give to Colter Candy. Gartrell. Jerry Carroll. Time it goes to Gartrell, top of the key. Gartrell kind of got the offense going for Sanford first quarter. Skip pass. And that's going to be number one, Drew Mohat. He's going to pick up the foul there. And honestly, good job by Colter Canty, just going up strong.
That foul was on Drew Mohat. That was his first team foul for Byers.
Mohat kind of bounced off of him there. Working around the perimeter now. They go inside to Canty. Canty puts that one up. No good. Rebound brought down by Harris. Loses the handle, though, and that's going to be J.D. Fossett coming out of there with it. Gives to Ben Fossett. Kicks it back out for three for Canty. No good. And kind of slapping down on that on the rebound was Jared McCarroll. And that was kind of an easy one to call. Kind of slap down on the arm. Bulldogs bringing in four brand new ones here.
That was his first personal foul.
First foul there on Jared McCarroll. First team foul of the second quarter. Pretty cleanly played game so far, honestly. 13-6 the score. 7:09 to go here, second quarter. Inbounds goes to James Mays. Mays swings that over to Eastwood. Eastwood on that left wing. Back to Mays, top of the key. Crosses over against McCarroll, drives in. Good help there by Canty. He gathers, though, puts that up. Number 50, offensive board tip in. No good there by Butterfield. And Sanford finally comes out of there with it. Canty has it. Kicks it out to Gartrell. Gartrell to Sittler. Sittler swings it around. Back to Gartrell. Kicks it out to Ben Fossett for three. No good. Battle for the board. Eastwood goes up high to get it. And I tell you, he is quick off the floor. Good rebounder there is Cameron Eastwood. 13-6 the score. Ekert has it, top of the key, kicks it back out to Engel. Engel gets it back now, left slot. Back to Mays. Mays kind of pulls that out, tips by McCarroll, and that's going to go off of Ekert's foot. Good defense there by Jared McCarroll. Another one of those juniors. And checking back into the game now for the Mustangs, number 33, Travis Canty. And he's going to replace number 4, Ben Fossett. Both these teams use the bench a lot. Colter Canty inbounds to Ben Settler, goes back to Canty, gets it across the midline. McCarroll down in there, gives it back to Canty, back to Sittler, swings it over to Travis Canty. Now on the baseline, Travis Canty has that one blocked out of bounds, though. Big block there by Chas Butterfield. Butterfield and Eastwood both quick off the floor. McCarroll catches on the baseline, knocks that down. Jared McCarroll with a three, 16-6 to score now. 10-point lead there for the Mustangs. Loose ball there, Gartrell comes out with it. And Gartrell is going to lay that one up and in. And timeout taken by the Byers Bulldogs, 18-6 is the score. Full timeout, we'll take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK. At the Monte Vista Co-op, we are passionately committed to providing our customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. Check out our website at www.mvcoop.com, where you can pay your bill online, access emergency service numbers, maps, and directions to all of our locations. You can also access information for current promotions, sales, events, and stay connected to our social media pages with Facebook and Instagram. Monte Vista Co-op. Community committed, agriculturally driven.
Now, back to the action on KSPK.
And welcome back. Sanford stretching out to a 12-point lead here. Making a little bit run. Bulldogs, Jeremy Kearns taking the timeout. They'll talk it over. And looks like they're going to see if they make any big changes there. If I was a betting man, I'd say Sanford still comes out playing man. See if Bulldogs change the offensive set, though. They're going to have Price inbounding to Ekrit. Ekrit is going to be met by Sittler at midcourt. Goes to the right-hand side. Sittler gets a piece of it. Ekrit gets it back, though. Gives to Price. Price jump pass, and that's going to be Sittler coming down with it. And he's out front there. Puts that up and in. Nice take. As Sittler puts that in, had to get that by Butterfield, which is not easy, but good job getting his body into that. And now a 14-point lead there for the Mustangs. Byers working it around the side there, trying to do the dribble, kind of that dribble drive offense, but they, on that blitz, ooh, Eastwood close to an illegal screen there as they drive it down. Ball goes out of bounds and back to Byers. It's tipped out of there by Travis Canty. Close to a foul there, though. And that's going to be angled to inbounds. Has a man, puts that up and in there. Nice inbounds play. Gets that to Willoughby and give Angle the assist on that. And it looks, I think Sanford must have stepped across the inbounds. That would have been Travis Canty. Lob that up for Eastwood. Eastwood unable to convert, though. Rebound brought out of there by Coulter Canty. And swings it to Sittler. Sittler kicks it back out to Canty. Canty fires the three. No good. Air ball. Gartrell catches. Oh, blocked. Gathers himself. Takes it up again and puts that up and in there. For Trayson Gartrell. Had that cap, but he was in the air and just stayed with it, powered that up. Bulldogs on the attack now as they have Price trying to turn the corner there. Willoughby has that pass deflected there. Sanford comes out of there with it, and Sittler attacking up the middle. And I think they're going to call a double dribble there. When Sittler going through traffic, one of the Bulldogs got a piece of that. And got him for a double dribble. Bulldogs ball there. They'll kind of do a double stack. Set from the free throw. Losing the handle, though, is Mohawk. And that's going to go right to Ben Sittler. Sittler on the attack on the fast break. Loses the handle. Tipped away by Willoughby. And big scrum there. Whistle blows, and they're still fighting for the ball. And that's going to be Jared McCarroll's arm twisted back. About four of them on the floor there and tangled up kind of at the bottom of the pile there. That's Drew Mott. Coming out limping, but
James Mays is
And so he's going to come out of the game. He'll be replaced there by James Mays. Ikret to bring the ball up. He'll be met at midcourt there by Sittler. Skips it over to Mays. Back to Ikret. Back to Mays. Tried to lob it, but that was deflected. And this one getting pretty physical there. Canty went up strong for the ball. Eastwood landed hard. Getting a little bit chippy here on this one. And that's going to go against number 33, Travis Canty. That's going to be a second. And Coach Crowther is going to send in three new ones. He's going to send in Fairhurst, Larson, and not sure who the other one is. Ben Fawcett is in with the, and they go to Eastwood again on that lob. Unable to connect. Coulter Canty comes down with the board. Gives to Fawcett. Fawcett on that baseline. Goes back to Canty. Canty looking to penetrate that zone. Kicks it out to Sittler. Sittler a fire for three. And Ben Sittler knocks that one down. He's got 10 already. Second three-pointer of the game. Transition there tipped by the Mustangs. Fawcett comes out with it. Gives to Larson. Larson picks up, gives it to Canty. Canty around the horn there to Fawcett. Fawcett back out to Canty. Goes inside to Larson. And offensive foul called there on Larson. Angle got the position in there. Little bit of a flop, but there was the contact there. So 17-point lead, so that's going to be second foul there on Paul Larson. He'll stay in the game, though. 25-8 now with 3 minutes left to go, second quarter. And gives to Engel. Engel kicks that back out to Ikret. Ikret drives, kicks it out for three. Air ball, no good. And that's going to be Ben Fawcett with the board. And he'll give it to Sittler. Sittler gets to the wing, gets it back, puts up the floater. That one's no good. Eastwood goes up high for the rebound again, his fifth. And Bulldogs on the attack now as Ikret has it. Top of the key, swings out to Engel. Engel goes inside to Eastwood. Eastwood fakes, turnaround, jump shot. A little wild with that. That's going to be Josh Fairhurst coming out there with the defensive board. And they give to Ben Fawcett. Fawcett puts it up and in, fouled. And he'll head to the free throw line. Hits the deck pretty hard on that. And that's going to be Ben Fawcett heading to the line for two free throws. .219 to go here, 25-8.
That foul is on A.J. Engel.
Foul goes on A.J. Engel. First foul on him. Second team foul. And first free throw good there by Ben Fawcett. First points for him of the day.
Cody Harris, Dean Price.
Harris and Price and Butterfield all in the game now for Byers. Both these teams reload a lot. Nice to have that depth. And second free throw good there by Fawcett. And that extends to a 19-point lead here with 2:15 to go here in the second. And drive goes up, running one-hander. And foul's going to be committed there by J.D. Fawcett. And that's going to get Quincy Ikret to the free throw line for two. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Mustangs.
That was his first personal foul. Fourth team foul for Sanford.
And first free throw is no good.
Quincy Ikret is at the free throw line for the loss.
Bounce off the back iron. And Sanford, sometimes they just have a knack for getting guys a little bit rattled from time to time. Evidently, there's some blood on Carl Larson's calf, so the official, they're going to bring in Gartrell.
Tracy Gartrell will be checking in for the Mustangs.
And second free throw coming up. And nothing but net on that one for Quincy Ikret. 27-9. And that's going to be out of bounds there on Ben Fawcett. as he kind of tried to get it up the sideline there, but kind of ran out of real estate. Angle to inbounds right in front of the Sanford bench. And he gets that into Eakert. Eakert's going to be met at half court there by Sittler. Picks up the dribble, steps through, gets it over to Angle. Angle out to Butterfield. Butterfield around the horn. Three-point shot on the way there, Eakert. And rebound brought in there by J.D. Fawcett. And it's going to be Butterfield hitting the deck hard on that one. Butterfield's going to pick up the foul.
That foul was on Cody Harris. That was his first personal foul.
Correction, that's going to go against Cody Harris, number 12. So we'll take that one away for Butterfield. 27-9 the score here, 148. And that's going to be Sittler to Fairhurst. A little bit of 1-2-2 half-court trap there. They get it to Fawcett. They get it across, though. Get the deflection. And now Eakert has it. And going up front goes to Angle. Angle took one too many steps with it. And travels. And
Travis Kennedy.
Yeah, Byers just a little bit out of their rhythm so far today. Full court pressure, though. They're going to try to deny to Sittler. Sittler catches. And basically, they're just sending Eakert up front there. Fairhurst dribbles to the corner, trapped. Tries to get it to Sittler. That's going to be stolen. Goes back, tipped, though. They get it to Gartrell. Gartrell catches in the middle, and he takes that up. Left-hand side goes up with the right offensive board, though. Brought down by Fairhurst. And a little bit of pushing and shoving coming out of that. Foul is called, and we'll see where that one goes. I think Fairhurst had it stolen and then commits a foul. And that is a case that's going to go on Josh Fairhurst. I believe that's his first. And Caleb Willoughby.
The last foul was on Joshua Fairhurst. That was his second personal foul.
Second one on Josh. 15 foul for the Mustangs, though, and that's going to send Caleb Willoughby to the free throw line for two. Both these teams play pretty hard and physical. And so going for those rebounds, both teams going hard there. Willoughby to the free throw line, though, with the bonus there. And misses on that one. Still an 18-point lead, 27-9. And that's going to be number four, James Mays, coming back in, who will replace Gabe Price.
Drew Mohawk and James Mays will check
in. And that's going to be Drew Mohawk coming in the game as well. He'll replace A.J. Engel. And Willoughby's got a replacement for him as well if he sinks his free throw. Knocks that one down for his fifth point of the game. And he's going to be replaced by Cameron Eastwood. And full court pressure now. They were kind of doing a half court trap. Now they've got, it looks like a full court diamond press. And they've got Eastwood up front with all that length. And get it to Gartrell. Gartrell catches. Takes a couple dribbles. Long skip pass. And just about throws that one out of the gym. Had the easy pass to Sittler there. Kind of went for that home run play, though. It's always kind of a balance against that press. Kind of sailed that one, though. 10-27 the score now. As Mace brings that in, gives to Mohawk. Mohawk back to Mace. Mace resets the offense there. 30-second timeout taken by the Byers Bulldogs. 27-10 the score. It'll be Byers ball when we get back. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
High School Athletics, KSPK.
Are you at the end of your financial rope?
Tired of treading water? Tired of all the phone calls? Call Brenda S. Getz, PC Attorney at Law, and see if a bankruptcy is right for you. Brenda S. Getz, PC 719-738-6304. Brenda S. Getz, PC is a federally designated debt relief agency and is licensed to help you navigate through bankruptcy law. Call today, 719-738-6304. Brenda S. Getz, PC Attorney at Law, 719-738-6304. Or visit our website at BrendaSGetzLaw.com.
More high school athletics on KSPK.
And we're just back underway here. Bulldogs with the ball. Sittler going for the steal. And he's going to be fouled there by number 15, Quincy Egret. I believe that's going to be his first. 13th foul. Good hustle by Sittler getting to that loose ball. And then drawing the foul off of that one. Goes to Canty. Canty gets it across the midline where he's trapped. And fouled. Travis Canty, that is. And that's going to be the fourth, so it'll be inbounding from the sideline. Actually, that's going to be their fifth. And so that's going to be Travis Canty heading to the free throw line for two.
Travis Canty will go to the free throw line.
27-10, the score here, 42.8. Seconds left here in the second quarter. And first one is off to the left. There by Travis Canty. And that's going to be number 31, Jared McCarroll, checking back in for the shooter here. And missed that second one. Offensive board going clear out of bounds on the sideline there, and we'll see. That's going to go back to Sanford. Jared McCarroll is going to replace number 33, Travis Canty. J.D. Fawcett set to inbounds. Gets it to Sittler. Sittler in the slot, gets it over to Gartrell. Sittler catches, good fake, gets it out to McCarroll. McCarroll back out to Sittler. Sittler fires. Foul away from the ball. And so that's going to be Josh Fairhurst heading to the line.
That would be the second personal foul on Drew Mohott.
Second foul on Drew Mohott there. And kind of away from the ball, like unnecessary. Free throw short though on that one. And number 24, AJ Engel coming back in. He'll replace Drew Mohott with that second foul. And that's going to be number 22, Colter Canty, coming in for Josh Fairhurst. No good on that one. Rebound brought down by Mace. Mace goes behind the back, working against Fairhurst. Kind of pulls it back out, lets it spin back to the right, gets an open look. Misses the layup, though. Rebound brought down by McCarroll. Stolen at midcourt, though, by Egret. Egret pull-up jump shot, and he's going to rattle that one home. 27-12, 6 seconds now. Fairhurst pull-up jump shot at the free throw line. Rattles that one home for Josh Fairhurst. 12-29 to score here at the end of the half. We'll take a quick break and we'll talk it over. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
Are you struggling with math and science classes? Do you feel like there isn't enough time to learn the topics? Or maybe you don't always get a chance to seek help from your teachers? If you answered yes to most of these questions or all of them, you are not alone. Get help today by visiting www.gettutoredtoday.com, an online tutoring service that provides one-on-one tutoring Monday through Friday. Schedule an appointment today. Go to www.gettutoredtoday.com. That's www.gettutoredtoday.com.
KSPK FM.
And welcome back. It is halftime, and it is a 29-12 lead for the Sanford Cup. And, man, kind of looking at this, we talked a lot about this going into yesterday's broadcast against Simlin. Sanford is so good at getting you to move a little bit faster than you want to. They had some streaks yesterday against Simlin where they're able to get that situation going there. Today, that's exactly what's happened with Byers. Byers are a very talented team, a lot of depth, should be able to play play Sanford toe to toe. But Sanford, just with that man to man defense, we kind of talked about this. Every dribble, every pass, everything you go to do with that is going to be contested. Even off the ball, every cut that you go to do is going to be contested. You're going to have a man chesting up. They just play, they've got their brand. It's hard-nosed man-to-man defense. And I think they start them working at that at about 2 months there in Sanford. They, all joking aside, though, they really play some outstanding defense and just kind of has Byers a little bit rattled. Sanford plays a very physical style of defense, too. There's been some, hard, going for the rebounds where the three or four guys hitting the deck, they'll blow the whistle. It's kind of staying. So I think Byers getting a little bit frustrated with it. But, that being said, Coach Jeremy Kearns for Byers seems like a fairly calm and collected guy. So we'll see which Byers team comes out here in the second half. Got about 8 minutes before we tip this one back off again, so we'll take a quick break here from our sponsors, and then we'll be back with the scoring roundup and kind of what to expect for the second half. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
Valley Educators Credit Union has been serving education since 1959. We are member-owned and work to help you, and not just teachers, but all staff of any educational institution, from Head Start to college, and now students can become a member too. Once a member, always a member, even if you finish with school or retire. We offer all the same things banks can, but with lower interest. Valley Educators Credit Union, it's a cooperative thing, located at 910 Main Street in the Red Dome Building, or call us at 719-589-6535.
Now, back to the action on KSPK.
And welcome back. It's time to get ready to do our halftime roundup here. We're going to look at the scoring here for both teams. First for Byers, Caleb Willoughby with 5, with 3, Cameron Easton with 2, and Chaz Butterfield with 2 as well, rounding up the scoring there. And honestly, not very many buckets there. They've got a few good, like when they've been doing well was when they've been going inside to like kind of Eastwood and Butterfield, getting some good looks there, and then kind of generating some stuff off of that. Sanford, on the other hand, big second quarter there, putting up 16 points. 16 points to 6 by Byers, so that's kind of where we're looking at on that lead there. Quick scoring breakdown, though. So for Sanford, Josh Fairhurst comes in with 2. Ben Fawcett with 2. Ben Sittler coming out. You can definitely tell he means business today. 10 points for him. 2 from the three-point line, and then a couple good drives as well. Trayson Gartrell, 8 points. 8 points for him, and that... tell you, Sanford's gotten a lot of mileage over the years between that combo of Sittler and Gartrell, and no different there today. J.D. Fawcett with 2, Jared McCarroll with 3, Cole Larson with 2 as well. Again, kind of looking ahead to the second half. We got about 5.5 minutes before we tip this one off, but kind of what you're looking for if you're a Byers Bulldog. Just kind of looking to calm things down a little bit. Just, kind of get settled in, play that game like you want to. One of my coaches always coaches sayings that I've always used is hustle, don't hurry. That's definitely what they're going to have to do there. Be a little bit more deliberate with the ball. Execute their offense a little bit better. Sanford has a knack for getting you out of that. And just have to kind of stay disciplined with that. Kind of work that away. If you're Sanford, kind of want to keep that pedal, kind of want to keep that foot on the gas pedal, keep doing what you're doing, just kind of pressing, playing that pressure man-to-man defense where they pick them up at half court, get them doing what they don't want to do, get them out of their comfort zone, and that's what they've been doing so far, forcing those extra turnovers and then turning that into offense. And then just kind of keep playing physical. Sanford right now, I think, is in the head of the Byers Bulldogs a little bit. So we'll see if they're, we'll see what happens coming out of that. We've got about 4 minutes before we tip this one back off. So we'll take a quick break and hear from our amazing sponsors. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
Weekend warriors, coaches, and athletes might need some extra help when facing an injury. At San Luis Valley Health, our sports medicine team has experts who can help. We have athletic trainers who focus on injury prevention, a caring orthopedic team who guide you through needed surgery, as well as physical therapists who aim for the best recovery possible. They bring their expertise and attention to detail for quality health outcomes close to home. Contact SportsMed at 587-5700.
Take advantage of the savings going on right now at Town & Country Chevrolet, the new vehicle outlet mall of Colorado. Town & Country makes purchasing a new Chevy or GMC as simple as possible. You pay what we paid when we purchased the vehicles and receive all the incentives and factory rebates. Pricing is clearly marked on tags on each vehicle for your shopping experience. Shopping at Town & Country, the new vehicle outlet mall of Colorado, has never been easier. Hassle and haggle free. You pay what we paid. Not a penny more. And the pricing is clearly marked on each vehicle for your shopping convenience. Come see for yourself. Town & Country Chevrolet is truly your one-stop dealership for all your automotive needs. Get the vehicle you want at the price you want to pay. So, what are you waiting for? Together, let's drive to Town & Country Chevrolet of Alamosa. Or shop online at townandcountryalamosa.com. Thank you. All offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $490 dealer handling fee. See dealer for details.
Death. No one likes to think about it. It's a topic that no one wants to deal with. However, quality representation can be invaluable and can ultimately make things easier for those who remain when death does occur. If you're thinking that it's easier to just add your loved one's name to a deed and call it good, don't. Doing so could actually make more problems for you and your loved ones and could even have disastrous consequences. Brenda S. Getz, PC, at 719-738-6304 can help you with wills and trusts to help you prepare ahead of time for the inevitability of death. Brenda can also help those navigating the probate process on the other side. Brenda S. Getz, PC, 719-738-6304. That's 719-738-6304. Brenda S. Getz, PC, Attorney at Law, 719-738-6304.
Cut the cord. Dump the dish. How much do you pay for cable or satellite TV each month? $100, $150, $200, $250, or even more? Let me guess, you think that's crazy, but you ask yourself, what other choice do I have, right? Did you know that cable and satellite companies have been lying to you for years? There is a free alternative to cable and satellite, and all you need is an antenna. And you don't even have to pay to get your local channels. That's right, they're free. Many areas have 10, 20, 30 or more channels available, all in HD quality, all for free. What are you waiting for? Cut the cord. Dump the dish. Go to AntennaWeb.org and click the button that says, click here to start. Enter your zip code or address to see what channels are available where you live and what antenna you need to watch them. That's AntennaWeb.org. Get free TV for just the cost of an antenna. No recurring fees, no monthly billing. Free. AntennaWeb.org.
Hi, this is Jasmine Daniels from Daniels Towing and Auto Repair. Are you looking for honest quality auto repairs? We do it all. Brakes, tune-ups, oil changes, clutches, tires too. And of course, towing. Come see us at Daniels Towing, 359 East 5th Street, Walsenburg, or call us at 738-3310. Thank you. Have a great day.
Take it from Jasmine. For all your auto repairs and towing needs, contact Daniels Towing, 719-738-3310.
More high school athletics on KSPK.
And welcome back to Blue Arena. Second half, getting ready to go. Here's Stanford Mustang. Starting out with the ball, they lead by 17. Around center, catches high post, he'll turn, fire. No good, defensive board brought down there by Quincy Ekra. And he brings it across the midline there, sets up the offense for the Bulldogs. kicks it back around to Mohat. Mohat out to Willoughby. Willoughby drives in. He's going to pick up the foul. I believe that's going to go against Ben Fawcett. And that is the case there. I believe that's his first.
10 fouls on Ben Fawcett. That was his first personal foul. First team
and
foul
that's going to send Caleb Willoughby to the free throw
Caleb
line for
Willoughby
two. First team foul. 7:36 to go here in the third, and barely hit the front rim on that one. Difference there. Second one good. 13-29 the score now. Full court pressure being applied there. Gartrell catches, gives it over. Skip pass now all the way down to the baseline to Canty. Canty drops it off to Fawcett. Fawcett goes up and draws the foul. See who that goes
on. Third personal foul on Drew Mohat. First team foul.
Drew Mohat, that's the third. And so he's got Eastwood waiting to go for him. Free throw was a little long on that one. Josh Fairhurst, though, 0 for 3 from the free throw line.
Chaz Butterfield.
Correction, that's actually Butterfield replacing Cameron Eastwood. And bounces around the rim, no good. Rebound brought down there by Willoughby. And that's going to be Angle bringing it up now. Picked up by Gartrell, drives right. Kicks it back out to Ekrit. Goes to Mohat. Mohat. Sittler catches it, throws it off of the leg of Ekrit, and that's going to go to the Mustangs there. Eastwood back in now. He'll replace Butterfield.
He's checking in for the Bulldogs.
And it's going to be Travis Canty to throw it in. And gives to Coulter Canty. And gives to Sittler there, a little half-court trap action going. This time they get it to Gartrell. Gartrell catches, drops it down on the baseline. Big pump fake and draws the foul. Looks like that's going to go against Eastwood. Canty hit the deck pretty hard on that one. Two of them went up with that pump.
That's his first personal foul.
First one on Cameron Eastwood, but just really good jump stop and pump fake there by Travis Canty. I'm sitting in my chair and I almost jumped too. Knocks down the first one. And second one knocks that down as well. 31-13 this count now. Sittler tips that pass as it goes up the sideline, knocks it into the Byers bench. Byers will inbounds. Angle to throw it in. And gets it to Eastwood. Fakes the handoff, gets it to Ekrit. Ekrit launches the three, bounces off the front rim. And coming over the back there was Drew Mohat. And no need. He was boxed out on that one by Coulter Canty. And Drew Mohat picks up his fourth.
That was on Drew Mohat. That will be his fourth personal foul. 13 foul for the
and
Bulls.
Gets it to Coulter Canty. Coulter Canty loses the handle. It's going to go out of bounds, though, off of number four, James Mays. Getting ready to throw that one in. Gives it to Sittler. Sittler gets it over to Canty. Canty back to Sittler. And they break the pressure there. Goes back to Sittler. Sittler kicks it back out to Fawcett for three. No good. Long rebound brought out there by Mays. Mays gets it up the floor quickly to Eastwood. Eastwood travels with it. And again, just moving a scotch faster than they need to. They had a good look. They had numbers. Got in a hurry with it. Full court pressure being applied, though. They get it to Canty. Canty's back over to Travis Canty. Back over to Coulter Canty. And this time they flash Sittler to the middle. Sittler gets to the wing. Back out to Coulter Canty. Gets it to Travis Canty now on that left slot. Canty gets his pocket picked by Mays. Goes up, Mays hangs in the air, spins. And that's going to be out of bounds. Sittler tried to tip it to Travis Canty, but Travis hadn't established his feet in bounds yet. And so that's going to be out of bounds. Angle to inbounds for the Bulldogs. And looking just kind of setting the fence, running in circles there. Kind of like that little play. They run it well. Well covered, though. Ingrid goes up, puts up the floater, and is fouled hard there by Ben Fawcett. That's going to be his second. Ingrid with a chance for the three-point play. 15-31 here. 5:55.
That was his second personal foul.
Second foul on Ben Fawcett. And the free throw was good. Everybody else standing like thinking it was a two shot. Val Gartrell catches and gets it up court quickly. Ben Fawcett puts it in on the other end.
Ben Fawcett with that basket for the Mustangs.
Back to a 70-point lead, 16-33. Hard screen there, set by Angle. Correction, that's Willoughby setting that screen. Drives, hangs in the air, and foul is going to be called there as James Mace gets to the bucket. He'll head to the line for two. Foul's going to go against Coulter Canty.
That foul is on Coulter Canty. That was his first personal foul.
First foul there on Coulter. Mace with the free throw. Back iron, though.
Is it the line for the Bulldogs?
No good. Getting some opportunities. And actually kind of, you know, Sanford's having to work to break that press. Does connect on the second one. Travis Canty to Coulter Canty. Actually, I got that backwards. Travis Canty with the ball now. Loses the handle. And that's going to be a hold on James Mays.
That foul was on James Mays. That's his second personal foul.
Second foul on James.
Buyers.
And this time it goes to Coulter Canty. Get a couple ball reversals there up top, trying to work it forward there. Loses the handle, need to get it across, and 10 seconds is the call there as it was kind of back and forth between Coulter. Actually, timeout taken before the timeout, I believe. 30-second timeout, 33-16 the score. 5:09 to go in the third. Don't you dare go anywhere. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
Weekend warriors, coaches, and athletes might need some extra help when facing an injury. At San Luis Valley Health, our sports medicine team has experts who can help. We have athletic trainers who focus on injury prevention, a caring orthopedic team who guide you through needed surgery, as well as physical therapists who aim for the best recovery possible. They bring their expertise and attention to detail for quality health outcomes close to home. Contact Sports Med at 587-5700.
KSPK.
And welcome back. Just underway here. They give to Colton Canty. And Travis Canty gives to Gartrell. Gartrell double shoved there by Angle. And just silly, two-handed shove. AJ Angle trying to plead his case on that one, but when getting pretty physical, three fouls there. Gartrell to the free throw line. Second foul on AJ Angle. Gartrell to the free throw line. And Coach Crowther talking with the other four players while Gartrell shoots. Meanwhile, Jeremy Kern sending three Byers Bulldogs to check in. And that one by Gartrell, in and out, no good. He's got 8 points.
Cody Harris and Katie Price are going to check in for Byers.
4:57 here to go here in the third. Gartrell setting up for his second. Game still a little bit on the chippy side there. Gartrell, second free throw, nothing but net on that one. Nice shot there. 9 points now for him. 17-34 the score. And that's going to be Mace bringing the ball up and That's going to be stolen by Sittler. Sittler gets it up the floor, right sideline to Gartrell. Gartrell crosses, goes back to the middle. Gives to Canty. Canty to Sittler. Sittler, three-point shot, no good. Rebound, still loose. Finally tracked down there by Harris. Harris gets it over to Ekrit. Ekrit swings over to the left side there with Price. Back over to Mohawk. And Ekrit catches now on that left wing. Looking inside for Eastwood. Swing it back over to Mohawk. Mohawk kicks it around there to Price. Price back over to Harris. Harris drives, puts up the shot, gets his own rebound. No good. Eastwood comes down with it, puts that up. No good. Eastwood gets a rebound again, and Eastwood's going to be fouled.
I believe that's his second personal foul.
It should be bonus now. Maybe fourth one. Fourth one on Sanford, so next one will be bonus. And they get it to Eastwood on the inbounds. Reversing it around. That's stolen by Gartrell. And Gartrell breaks free for the dunk for the Sanford Mustangs. 17-36. Gets the Sanford crowd into it. And Ekrit drives, puts it high off the glass. No good. Board brought down by Carl Larson. Gets it to Gartrell again. Gartrell knifes through. And flopping warning going to go against the Mustangs. Gartrell did a good job kind of knifing through there. Warning's going to go against Gabe Price. And timeout taken by the Byers Bulldogs. 21-point lead. 3:26 to go here in the third. Full timeout. We'll be back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
At the Monte Vista Co-op, we are passionately committed to providing our customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. Check out our website at www.mvcoop.com, where you can pay your bill online, access emergency service numbers, maps, and directions to all of our locations. You can also access information for current promotions, sales, events, and stay connected to our social media pages with Facebook and Instagram. Monte Vista Co-op. Community committed, agriculturally driven.
More high school athletics on KSPK.
And welcome back. The Sanford Mustangs making a run here, led by junior Trayson Gartrell. Made the steal on the defensive end, turned that into a dunk, and then just a nice play, followed that up, and you know, it was kind of locked at 17. Extended that to 21, and Byers a little bit rattled. And the official's talking to Coach Crowther. Evidently there's some water or some blood on the floor. So cleaning that up real quickly. And it's going to be Byers basketball when we come in. And I think this right at the point here, critical juncture for Byers. I think if they can get a few buckets, kind of chip away at this lead, I could see them making a game of it. Flip side of that, I think if Sanford, the frustration level's pretty high, Sanford gets too many more buckets, I could see kind of going the other way. So critical juncture there as Mohawk brings it across the midline and swings it over. And fouled there by number 23, J.D. Fawcett. Hard foul, going for the ball, but just knocked him down pretty hard. Just couldn't get that forward momentum stopped. Two shots come in there for number 12, Cody Harris.
That's the second personal foul for J.D. Fawcett.
Second foul there for J.D. Fawcett. And free throw up and good.
Cody Harris.
His first points of the afternoon. .315 to go here in the third quarter. And second one good as well for Cody Harris. And officials, looks like there's some blood on his shorts. So Harris sprinting out of the gym to go change. He'll be right back. AJ Engel in the game now. And gives to Coulter Canty. Goes to Sittler, back to Coulter Canty. And big skip pass there. That's going to be tipped away by Butterfield. Unable to reel it in, though. And that's going to be out of bounds on the sideline off of him. Sittler tried to make that. Man, it's tough when you're crossing the two-thirds of that court there, like Sittler tried to do there. Sittler catches top of the key, gives to Fairhurst, right wing. And tip from behind, but that's going to go out of bounds off of, actually that went off of Carl Larson's leg. And so, seen that a couple times where they, when they give up that drive, tipping it from behind, the time it goes to Ekrit. Ekrit working against it. Learned 19-point game now, 19-38. Ekrit gives over to Harris. Harris to Mohawk. Mohawk puts up the, lobs it to Harris. Harris unable to bring that in. Takes it. Second shot blocked, though. Harris got that back. Blocked and fouled there by Ben Sittler. And that is who the foul goes against.
The last foul was on Ben Sittler.
That will be Cody Harris, two for two just a minute ago. And Cody Harris, three in a row now. They're going to bring Gartrell, Travis Canty, and Fairhurst in. Fawcett, Fairhurst will come out along with Larson and J.D. Fawcett. And second free throw good as well. So Cody Harris, four for four from the free throw line. Gartrell catches, and he's going to carry that as he's going up the sideline. Coach Crowther arguing that it was a high dribble. And Engel inbounds to Mays. Mays back to Engel. And just kind of slipping through there is Price. Price gets it back to Mays. Mays over to Engel now. Engel takes a long three, fires. No good, battle for the board, and Gartrell comes up with the long rebound. Has that tipped and stolen, though. And I think Gartrell, after he tipped it away, is going to commit the foul of his own there. And that's number 12, Cody Harris with the steal.
That foul's on Tracy Gartrell.
And that's going to send Cody Harris back to the free throw line where he's just knocked down four in a row.
Cody Harris will go to the line.
2:06 to go, so Cody Harris shooting his Byers Bulldogs back into the game from the free throw line. And back iron on that one. ...21-38 the score. And connects on that one, so 5 for 6 from the free throw line. 22-38 though. Diagonal pass to Gartrell. Gartrell gives to Sittler. Sittler back over to Canty. Canty puts that shot up, has that blocked by Butterfield. And gives to James Mays. Mays brings it across the midline. Crosses over, gets a step, has a hit from behind. Gartrell comes out of there with it. And looking to take it up against Engel. Engel goes for the steal. Gartrell rips through, lays that up and in. 15 now for Trayson Gartrell. Three-point shot. And fouled by Sittler, though, is Mays. James Mays catches, puts that up, and chance for the four-point play. So signs of life here by the Byers Bulldogs, 25-40. And a chance to cut into that. Foul goes on Ben Sittler. That's going to be his second.
That foul was on Ben Sittler. That was his second personal foul.
And James Mace comes in averaging close to 10 points per game. And misses a free throw. Rebound. Bounced around. Goes to Coulter Canty. And Coulter Canny's going to be fouled. Not sure who that was
That's
on.
That's going to be the third personal foul on A.J. Engel.
Third going against A.J. Engel.
That's going to send Coulter Canty to the free throw line for the Mustangs.
Coulter Canty for two, looking for his first points, and no good from the free throw line.
Drew Mohat will check in for Byers.
Mohat in offensively for the Bulldogs. He's got four fouls. Second free throw, good there by Coulter Canty. 25-41 the score now. Engel catches, gives to Mohat. Mohat working against Coulter Canty. Takes the screen from Engel. Hard screen there by Engel. Thick body there. Engel catches against Gartrell. Drives, dishes to Eastwood. Eastwood lays that one up and in. Nice pass there by A.J. Engel. And Gartrell has that one stolen by Eastwood. Eastwood, though, turns, goes into Canty. Canty called for the foul, and 14-point game. They're calling this one, just calling this one tight. I think that one was on Eastwood. Canty just came up on that blind side. That's going to be his third. And it's going to send Cameron Eastwood to the free throw line. He's got 4 points in the game. 58.7 seconds left. This one getting, well, Byers kind of working their way back into it. They've gotten to the free throw line a lot this quarter. So 14-point game. And quarter's just kind of had a weird rhythm to it. Shot no good, though, by Cameron Eastwood. Missed badly to the right. Lines up the second one. And gets a roll on that one. 13-point game now. And Settler catches. Splits the double team, goes through, draws the contact on Mohat. And Mohat, that's going to be his fifth. Good job there by Ben Settler. He is such a smart player. Caught it on the sideline, cut back to the middle. Did a good job protecting the ball and just, you know, definitely drew that contact. Mohat and Ben Settler heading to the free throw line for two. 55.6 seconds. And Settler knocks that one down. He's got 11 now for the Mustangs. And that one rattles around, no good. Brought down by Eastwood. Eastwood pushing the tempo there. He's got 8 boards. Loses the handle, gets it back though. And swings it over to Willoughby. Willoughby over to Mays. Mays back to Engel now on the right wing. Back to Mays, top of the key. He'll launch the three. Rattles around, no good. Rebound going up high is Settler. Settler gets it to Gartrell. Gartrell gets it down and surprise, there is no call there on that one as Travis Canty took it up. 28-42, 20 seconds there. Engel shot fake goes up and no good. Rebound brought down there by Canty. And not sure, I think they whistle went. I don't know what the. Okay.
Now we've got. That will be his second personal foul. Travis Canty.
Travis Canty headed to the free throw line for two. Things. He's 2 for 4 on the afternoon. Knocks that one down. Extends to a 15-point lead now. He's got 3 points all from the free throw line.
Cody Harris and Chaz Butterfield
Cody Harris and Chaz Butterfield in the game now for the Bulldogs. 10.5 seconds left. One shot remaining for Travis Canty. And knocks that one down as well. Back to a 16-point lead. 10 seconds. Mace has it. Gets it across the end line. And they'll launch it. No good. And Gartrell comes out of there with it. Launches it back. And that one is no good as well. Our score here going into the fourth quarter, 28-44. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to High School Basketball on KSPK.
KSPK.
Take advantage of the savings going on right now at Town & Country Chevrolet, the new vehicle outlet mall of Colorado. Town & Country makes purchasing a new Chevy or GMC as simple as possible. You pay what we paid when we purchased the vehicles and receive all the incentives and factory rebates. Pricing is clearly marked on tags on each vehicle for your shopping experience. Shopping at Town & Country, the new vehicle outlet mall of Colorado, has never been easier. Hassle and haggle free. You pay what we paid. Not a penny more.